We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, in his brilliant lectures and research and his knowledge and wisdom, touched upon the issue of monotheism. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, in his brilliant lectures, his knowledge and his wisdom, and his speech and actions, he touched upon the issue of Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, of course, which is a concept which is at the forefront of Islamic thought. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam responded to the doubts that came about upon this issue of Tawheed by various anti-Islamic persons with the intention of spoiling the beliefs of the Muslims. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had a steady program to remove their doubts. He cured the issues of monotheism that the people had by using his knowledge and wisdom and referring to philosophical arguments as well as referring to sense-based issues that pointed to self-evident, obvious truths that allowed no place for refutation or disputation. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So we have this conversation and this dialogue that occurs between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and an atheist. So the atheist, he puts forth all of these various different questions, and we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he answers all of these questions one after the other. Now, these are not, you know, simple everyday questions. These are questions that have been practiced, well thought out, of course, thought about so that there is no proper response for them in order to make Imam Sadiq alayhi salam look bad. But we find that with every single question, we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he answered very beautifully, full of knowledge and wisdom, again proving that he is the representative of the Almighty Allah on the earth. So one of the things that this atheist asks is about the origin of magic and how can a magician perform the strange things that they do. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says that magic comes from various origins. Some of these kinds of magic were medicine. And so as physicians use different types of drugs for some kind of disease, this would be considered magic. And also they resorted to trickery because for every illness, there would have some kind of a medicine. And so when the person became healed, then they would think that this was magic. It's interesting that during the time of Jesus Christ, alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa, alayhi salam, medicine was a big thing and people focused on medicine, and this is one of the origins of magic, meaning that there was no, you know, physically you couldn't see what exactly was doing the healing, so they called it magic. On the other hand, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that another kind of magic is the type which utilizes fast action to hide some trick from the sight of the viewer. This is what is called as sleight of hand in the present day. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the next type is the one which has been inspired by Satan. So the atheist doesn't stop here. He continues and he says that, how do these devils know magic? And he's talking about the one that was inspired by Satan. And so we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, in the same way that physicians know medical treatments, for example, some depend on experience and some depend on the science. This is how these devils also learned magic. So it's really interesting, you know, we kind of have this strange perception about magic when in reality it is not what we really think it is. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
The last wasiyyah of Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam before he passed away. He told them, you expect our shafa'a, the Ahlul Bayt? Let me tell you, لا ينال شفاعتنا مستخفا بصلاته. The one who takes his salah lightly, is negligent with his salah, he shall not achieve our shafa'a. Our shafa'a will not be given to the person who takes their salah lightly. And we have parents who tell us, Baba, get up and pray. No, I'm busy with my life, with my dunya, with my Xbox, with whatever else. Wallahi, this is the greatest gift you have if you have parents who are encouraging you to pray. Don't you think Allah on the Day of Judgment will bring this lady and other people? And Allah will tell you, you were negligent with your prayer. But this lady did not skip a single prayer, even if she had to pray in the bathroom because she's scared of her family. Another boy said, my father, he threatened me. If he sees me praying, he'd physically beat me. Physically beat me. Yes, I know I can report him to the police, but he's my dad. I don't want to. I want to live with my parents. What do I do? Where do I pray? I'm scared. Every time this time for salah comes, I have to find a creative way to pray. And he doesn't skip a single prayer. Last Ramadan, he had a problem because his parents suspected that he was fasting. Every day there was a dilemma. He had to find creative ways to keep his fast. Subhanallah. These people are hujjas on us on the Day of Judgment. And I conclude with this hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, on the Day of Judgment, there are some people who will slip into paradise secretly. Such that Ridwan, Khazin al-Jannah, Ridwan is the angel who's like the keeper of heaven, right? The gatekeeper. He sees these people, they entered into heaven, and he tells them, how did you get here? I didn't see you come from the main gate. How did you get in? They told him, in dunya, we had to worship Allah secretly. Here in the akhirah, Allah found a secret passage for us into heaven. Subhanallah. Look at the words of the Imam alayhi salam. How much strength these words give to these people. By the way, when I share these hadiths with these people, just see the looks on their faces. It gives them so much tuma'nina, so much patience, so much confidence. Let's appreciate the sciences of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.